the ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In the previous edition of the program, we had a look at the different parts, different phrases of Kumail supplication in details. In this edition, however, we will have a look at the general frame of supplication of Kumail. The supplication of Kumail is among the famous and important prayers among the believers. It is recited on Thursday nights collectively and individually. This supplication belongs to Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen, which he taught to Kumail. And thereafter, the believers received it through this channel and passed it on generation after generation. This prayer is rich with such concepts as servanthood and ubudiyyah, repentance and submission, and it is filled with vivid illustrations of petition. There are so many instances of the servant calling for help, of the servants returning to the Almighty Allah. However, we do not intend by these considerations to give a full commentary of this supplication in this edition of the program, since we have already had a look at the different commentary points of this supplication and the idea and the ideas it entails. We will have a look at the general frame of this supplication. This supplication has been particularly arranged in three stages. We can divide this supplication into three stages, such that each stage prepares the ground for the next one. Now, the point is that I assume comprehending this structure, this foundation on which it is based, it helps us a lot in reading other supplications even, in pondering over the concepts and ideas that appear in other supplications as well. Also, it helps us in interacting with the phrases of supplication of Kumail as well as other supplications as well. As I mentioned, this prayer, this supplication of Kumail, consists of three stages. At first stage, we see something like a preamble. The first stage is like a preamble to the supplication. It seems that the first part prepares the supplicant for praying and imploring Allah. The second stage is the one in which Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions the means and wasail by which he seeks refuge and he seeks recourse to Allah. And there are four different means mentioned. And the third stage is the conclusion. Now, in the first stage, which is like a preamble, it prepares the supplicant for praying. The wrongdoings veil a person from Allah and withhold prayer. So, in order for one to stand before his Lord entreating him, he needs first to put behind him this impediment. In this introduction, Imam Ali alayhi salam begins with two requests from the Almighty Allah. The first one is forgiveness from Allah. O Allah, forgive me those sins which... The second request is his remembrance, thankfulness to him, and proximity to him. And I beseech you by your generosity to bring me closer to your proximity. Grant me with thankfulness to you and to inspire me with your remembrance. Both of these things are absolutely necessary for the one who intends to stand before Allah to implore him. He has no choice but that Allah should first forgive his sins and remove the veils from his heart, and secondly, allow him to get closer to him, be grateful to him, and inspire him with his remembrance. The second section of the preamble involves the presentation of poverty, need, and desire toward Allah. Where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, O Allah, I ask you with the asking of those whose indigence is extreme, who has stated to you in difficulties his need, whose yearning for what is with you has become great. Here, we come across two realities. Firstly, there is no escape from Allah, and Imam Ali alayhi salam is confessing to this fact, saying, O Allah, your power is great, your position is high, your deception is hidden, your command is manifest, and your domination is overwhelming. Secondly, there is no refuge with other than Almighty Allah. O Allah, I find no one to forgive my sins, no one to conceal my wrongdoings, and no one to change my bad deeds into good deeds except you. There is no God but you. La ilaha illa ant. And in the third section of this first stage, which we said is like a preamble, Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions the wretchedness and misfortune of man. O Allah, my tribulation is tremendous. My bad state is excessive. My acts are inadequate. My fetters have tied me down. My far-fetched hopes have held me back from my gain. And this world with its delusions, my soul with its offenses, and my delaying to act have deceived me, O my master. This wretchedness, this misfortune is undoubtedly the outcome of man's deeds. This is why Imam Ali alayhi salam beseeches Allah, the Exalted, to forgive him his sins and not to let them impede his prayer from him. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Yeah.
Don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you through.